What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Tick 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2.
Hey, my check,
yes,
over here too.
We are here.
What it do?
We is here. Let me turn this up. All right now.
It's a go. It's a green light.
Got it.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Yes.
Good evening, King G. Lou, the amazing producer in the background doing what he do. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody who has tuned in. It is Friday, flashback, Fabulous Fridays. So listen, as that drop said, we're going to give y'all a vibe. It's a whole different vibe. Or it can be a good vibe, same vibe. But if you down with the Jacksons, not just the Jackson 5, mm-hmm. but the Jacksons, because they all have talent in their own ways, in their own rights. But they all have talent. So we're just going to give you some snippets of the Jacksons' music, a little bit of history. And, yeah. How you doing, Cousin Marcy?
That's right. Oh, you know, the nap wasn't napping. I tried, but so I'm just a little antsy. I might talk a little fast. I'm good. Thank you for asking, Queen Cousin. Hey, G. Lou fam. I know you're back there. And listeners out there, we are back, like she said, for another Fabulous Flashback Fridays. I'm excited, though, Queen Cousin. Like, I really got a little she-motional today because I forget how all three of them, Birdman voice, you know, the Jacksons just got it going on, period,
yeah.
Point blank, and I miss Michael so bad. It's like, it's a real thing, you know? It's
oh,
just
so
like,
passionate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yes, you know, rest in power to the legendary king himself, Michael Jackson, but yeah.
Yeah.
And it is like,
yeah.
You know, people get caught up. Some people do. They just, you know, focus on Michael and Janet, you know, so the other ones are kind of like forgotten about unless you're a real Jackson fan, you know.
Right. Yeah. And how many children is it? I'm trying to pull up that little catalog I had. Was 9 of them, correct? Maybe 2 outsiders.
I don't know about the outside. I know that there were, you know, it was Jacksons.
Yeah. Well, we like to bring the facts and the tea here, so stay tuned for some of that. Some of the songs. You know, we gotta get
ready.
To Jermaine now.
Get your cup ready.
When we get to Jermaine. Lord.
And
the Jacksons are still doing their thing to this day. Okay, Jafar is out there. Jafar Jackson, I think that's Jermaine's son. He's going to be in a Disney production. I forgot which movie it is, but they're going to do a live production of it, something like The Little Mermaid. And so I've been hearing his name recently, Jafar Jackson. So keep your ears open for whenever that drops. But when we get into it, we're going to get into it. And their same vocal structures, Queen, it's just uncanny. And you'll notice how a lot of the songs, you can hear them because they help each other. you know.
They did.
They helped each other.
Hear,
I love that.
You hear the style. You can hear their style in each other's songs. You know, you can hear from the either the beats, the little tune. You can hear it. So anyway, but we have to get across to Joe Jackson, because with all the discipline and making sure that my family gonna make it, rest in power to him, because he definitely did that. And, you know, salute to Miss Jackson. She's still, you know, here. So that's a blessing. But, yeah, we can go ahead and move forward. You got a chill glass?
Yes, ma'am. It's a chill Starbucks glass, but I got it. Get y'all.
Make sure,
if y'all want to get in on this, call us at 914-803-4001. Press 1. Mr. G. Lou will bring you right on in. If you want to share some about Michael, have a request or anything like that, any of the Jacksons, we're just here, like Cuzzo say, don't get nervous. Why, Queen? We at your service. Okay? I'm ready.
You need to be nervous. You know, we want you to feel it. Can you feel it?
Oh, the beginning of this song is just so awesome. But let's get into it, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. She's the queen. I'm the little cousin. And that's Mr. G. Lou. Let's go, y'all. Can you feel it? The Jacksons.
Can you
feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
from day to day. The hands of love will catch you when you fall along the way. My arms will hold and be with you. Your whole life through, 'cause I am love, and I'm in love with you.
as we come back. Song. We come back on this fabulous Flashback Fridays. There you go, Queen.
Yeah, I was going to say that song is from the year 1974 from the Dancing Machine LP. I mean, I know you guys had to hear those instruments. Those instruments, though.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
I
Jesus.
Saw a whole video with Jermaine. It was called Bass Something. And it was like 2 minutes of him on a guitar, just like, you know, you guitar people out there. I mean, he was shredding like the rest of them, Prince. And yeah, like, kudos. We're real musicians. I roll. Like
right.
Okay. They was like, Michael could dance, but can he play this piano? Okay. Before
yeah,
we go
like
any further, go ahead, Queen. I wish I was
just
going to
say, like you said, they were a band. They were their own band, you know. So
right.
You know, Gary, Indiana. It's like, wow. But anyway, yeah, you can go ahead and proceed.
Rough and tough, Gary, Indiana. Girl, I heard that neighborhood is something different now. Shout out, Gary, Indiana. We don't hate over here. We do not discriminate, okay? Alrighty, y'all. Yes, our sponsors. We always like to thank the wonderful sponsors, BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, baby, Nora Money Candles, Didi Harrison, One World Magazine, Jilu After Hours Live, where the YouTube is corrigan and corrigan these days. Honestly, when I'm done with this, I'm going to relax and I'm going to listen to the electro funk mix on YouTube. Yeah, that's how I'm going to end the day. I can't wait to get into that. I missed it when it premiered. But people, you could check out all kind of content. It's dropping like it's hot. Happy birthday, Snoop. No,
oh, and happy birthday to
y'all. I know that's my bad.
Yeah, God, brother, Stevie, Ace. Yeah, rest in power. So happy birthday to him. My other brother, Carl. Yes, a lot of Libras celebrating.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I just wanted to shout it out, too. Hey, 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 hey.
Well, it's another couple of gems we got coming up. I don't know if you're familiar with this one, Queen, but Even Though You're Gone, we got to see a little bit of Michael. He started coming out of, you know, that teenagery phase, and this is when everyone should have knew. And then we're going to take it into Jermaine, and I'm going to have a little tea on that. I might say that just for the Marcy's Minute because it's funny because it's the past. But we'll see how that goes, y'all. So even
okay.
though you're gone, Jackson 5, and oh, Do What You Do, I guess it's coming on now. Jermaine Jackson, let's go, y'all.
Crazy for you, you were crazy for me. How could something so right go so wrong, my love? Something so
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
Who knew that one?
No, that was a beautiful song.
Right? Yeah, and they were just swaying. You know, doing the easy listening sway on the video, you know, sitting on a wall,
right.
Temptation style.
Wow.
Super cool. Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
So how was your day today, Cousin Marcy? Was it pretty cool? Was it laid back?
It was very, very busy. I was super glad that it's Friday today. Looking forward, you know, to the show, but this week is, I won't say too much, but it's just like when you have to almost clear 100 things and, you know, your to-do list at the place where you make your living. And it was just like, you just pray all week. So I just came up with a new routine. You know, I get up and after I do my mornings, I'll get Max. And sometimes Keel asks me to water her garden. She got a garden. So I just try to, you know, but like Friday is Friday. And how is your day? And you sound better.
Yeah. My day was good, and I feel better. You know, I just know what I need to do what I need to do to feel 100 again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm working on that. But everything is good. You know, you just want to say this, you got to speak positivity into your life. You know, you got to stay straight up. You got to let God do what God needs to do, because it's so ugly out in the world. The boogeyman is like lurking, you know. So
he really is. He's lurking, and it's so much going on, you know, that we're bombarded with every day. My oldest, she really tripped me up last night because she had me up till 2 a.m. and she wanted to talk about world events. And I'm like, girl, you know, number one, you sound like me, but I've reached a stance now where, you know, I can't speak on that. You know, it's just too serious. You know, I can't let all the negativity in. So you are absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. You have to reset, refocus. You have to do that at the end of the day. So when you go into your tomorrow, you're going in with being optimistic with a purpose. It's going to be different when you wake up as far as your mentality. So it's good to be
reset, refocus, refrain from all
of that other stuff.
That's right. And the praise report, okay? That's why I'd be like, shout out to the G-Lou Show platform and the other, you know, sponsors for Nora Money Candle, because, like, the sales are picking up. So we always want to thank you all at the top of our list, because without you, we wouldn't even have had the gumption to do the things that we're doing today. So thank you all again. Much appreciated.
Ashe.
And don't take it personal, okay? Never take things personal, Jermaine. While you dating your brother's wife, and having kids with her. Fine advice you would give.
That's some tea straight out the tea kettle.
You know,
some
of the Jacksons, they was kind of spicy. They was a little spicy. Okay, they was trying to clown. He's talking about don't take it personal. You know, Janet cussed us out in a couple of songs. You know, LaToya... She even had an answer to Bad. If a lot of people don't know, she rebutted Michael's Bad album, and she came out, but she said it was a tribute to her brother back then. Oh, yeah, she copied the video, his look, the whole Bad song. Like, girl.
That's that brother and sister love. Don't take it personal.
Right. Exactly. Let's go, y'all.
Hey.
For me to move. so our time has come. Move on and go our separate ways. Since we're not gonna be lovers anymore, well, let's just be friends.
Capade. Hey, we have a caller.
Good evening. My name is Lonnie Cochran, attorney at law, and I'm here to file a defamation of character lawsuit against Cousin Marcy for defaming my client, Jermaine Jackson. First off, for the record, I'd like to state that Randy knew what he was getting into. Jermaine had warned him prior. The girl was there. He kept telling him, hey, she's looking at me. She's looking at me. Watch your girl. In mind, that was when she had the perm. Everybody loved him. All the women loved him. They was not coming to see Randy. They was coming to see Jermaine and Michael. He warned the boy, so he didn't take his girl. She went willingly. And the mama, Catherine, swept it all under the rug. You realize that she stayed at the mansion for years and years with both of their kids. Nobody talks about that. She was not kidnapped. She was not coerced. She went for the bigger fish. Who's to say she didn't step into that trying to get to Jermaine the whole time? Randy was just a sucker for love, and he lost his little Lala. So either you're sissing talking about Jermaine, or I'm going to have to file a civil claim.
Your Honor, I object.
$32
million. Your Honor, I object. May we approach the bench? May counsel approach the bench? We need to go up to the bench, Lonnie Cochran.
Please go. Please go to the bench.
Okay.
What do you have to say?
Your Honor. Your Honor.
This letter immediately.
Your Honor, you know we gave you the 6-page complaint, right? My client, I mean, she's definitely telling the truth. So, you know, can we just get through this like a normal trial? He did that. He did that.
He didn't take her, though. I'm suing you for defamation. Slandering. You can't take a man's...
For slandering.
It's impossible for a man, for a girl to be taken from another man. She went willingly. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing.
I got a surprise witness, but I got a surprise witness. Can I call the witness into the courtroom?
Call the witness, please.
Come on in here, head helmet. Get in here. Get in here, head helmet. The head helmet knows the whole story. It's all under that square thing on your client's head.
Okay.
Sounds like the defense rested.
I'm going to have to add another $10 million because you're bringing hair into the issue, and that's really not the topic. Call him out. Call Jermaine out, man. That boy and Randy knew what he was doing. Man, you don't bring no bad girls around your player brothers. Every man knows that.
Unless and then
you
got you she
no,
looking
they,
at
they,
me.
Yeah, they said that.
He
you
gave,
know, the
he gave
lady
you a
was
warning
very
and you don't,
open.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really open, but you, how do you go and do that, you know, with two brothers? That's odd in itself. No, they were totally not to blame, but they were all living, like, in the same vicinity, correct, Mr. Cochran?
Oh, no. She was living with Catherine in the big main house. The one
oh,
that
that's
Mike
right. That's said. Right.
Stay there the whole time. As a matter of fact, I believe she's still there. Yeah, Catherine swept it all under the rug for years and years and years. She stayed there with both of their children. So she was a willing participant.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she wanted Jermaine the whole time. Nobody was coming to see Randy, as I stated earlier in my previous testimony.
Don't do him like that. Do not do Randy like that. Ain't he the baby? You can't do the baby like that.
Well, the baby don't be going out bringing back home Italian girls in a house full of players. Now, if it would have been Marlon, would have been as bad. But no, you want to drag my client, throw him under the bus because of his newly acquired hairstyle. I don't think that's fair. It's prejudicial.
We got to take it to the jury at G-Lou. The jury has to take how to decide.
I rest my case.
Defense rest. You all right.
Well, let's carry on then. Like, okay. Thank you.
Lonnie Cochran, attorney at law.
Okay, Miss
right.
Lonnie Cochran, thank you. Okay. Johnny should be very proud of you stepping up like that.
I fight for the people.
You have to have a favorite Jermaine song. You have to have a favorite from your client.
Well, you already...
Or did we play it? Okay.
No, well, I just tuned in. You could have already played it. But Don't You Like Me, man, how's it go? I like you. Don't you like... That was fly.
Put that one. Request it so we can make it official.
And Mama, I think I found that girl. That's the one he was singing to Randy's girl when he knocked her. You know
yep.
the game?
Probably
Your
was.
Bitch told.
He probably
Your
was.
Bitch told.
I think it's called One Thing Is True. What is it? I Like You. I Know That.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yep. That's when he was working with Stevie.
That's fly as hell.
Yeah.
So that's your request.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll take off $3 million if you play that.
Nah, we ain't got no money over here. Inflation is kicking our butts. We rescind our answer. We don't even want to fight no more.
I will garnish your income tax check for the next 10 years.
No,
then.
You won't. I'm Italian. I never became a citizen. That's what she going to say.
Till I report that information to the IRS.
Ah, oh, dang.
One way or another.
Stay with us,
well,
Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy their call. Please stay with us. We go have your
that
request
was our
coming
skit.
Up. Go, Queen. Mm-hmm.
The Jackson
off the
skit. That's his hat. So listen, I'm just going to slide in with a few announcements. Tonight, if you go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, G. Lou has a guest on there. You know, he does the Friday night interviews, and it's E. Sack, and he's from Long Beach, an upcoming artist. We had him on the show Wednesday. Gave us a great vibe. A lot of information was given. So you guys can go over to the G. Lou Show YouTube channel and check out that conversation tonight. I promise you, you would definitely enjoy that. That's going to be a great conversation. Isaac from Long Beach. And also tomorrow, we know it's Saturday. There's that food giveaway by Cynthia Nunn at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. It's Saturday at 12:30 p.m. First come, first serve. So go check that out. Share that information so someone else can be blessed. For your bakery needs, you can follow Shado on Instagram. She was giving out some specials because the Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. So follow her on Instagram to get further information, as well as sugarholic.ce on Instagram for custom-made desserts. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, you can follow her as well to see where her pop-up locations are because she pop up in different locations. So I can't give you anything specific. She had the OG banana pudding, the caramel, strawberry, toffee, Oreo, and peach. The delivery number is 805-738. Give me some of that banana pudding the next time I hit Cali. And we have FD funnel cakes. She's really doing a whole lot of big things, just expanding. If you follow FD funnel cakes on IG, your palate just immediately go to, ooh, I want one of those because they make them look so delicious. So that's 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton, California. Tuesday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They are closed on Mondays. You have three ways you can place an order. Pull up an order. Place a phone order at 310-404-6849. Order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates for pickup or delivery. Holiday traveling is coming up. You can check out Soul Travels. The IG is Soul_Travels_LLC. Or you can email eliadelgado@gmail.com. So those of you who's looking to go on a cruise, a family vacation, or just take a flight, Soul Travels is your place to make contact with. Normani Candles on IG as well. Follow them. Follow The fall is here, so there's new scents. There's a lot going on. They're expanding their business as well. So follow Nora Armani Candles on IG and check out the website at noraarmanicandles.com. Also, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise show, it airs every Thursday and is hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lewis, his co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. On the air, West Coast time, 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. So check out Tweed Cadillac. My Tribe Rise, follow them as well on IG. They're all about peace. They're doing a lot of things with Altadena and the surrounding area of Altadena. And also, Poison Ink Tattoo, 6693 County Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90805, ask for Poison or follow Mr. Poison on IG. I'm sure he's still doing big things. Risky Accessories, follow her on IG as well for custom-made T-shirts, bags, crystal jewelry, matching sets, sports bracelets, the matching set his and hers. Follow her on IG as well. And the Taste of Soul is tomorrow. Oh, wow. Tomorrow, Taste of Soul. So anybody that's going out there still want to go, the information is 3800 Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles. Crenshaw High is offering parking, so you can go on over to Crenshaw High, get some parking, but I would suggest that you get there as early as possible because that's probably going to be very crowded. YouTube channels, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics. That's one that I really suggest that you all go out and subscribe to and check out their episodes. They have some amazing, powerful, dope episodes. So check them out as well. G-Connect. And also follow our queen, Kenya Ware, on IG, doing big things, always out there representing. Shout out to Two Souls Forever. Follow her on IG as well. And that's basically what I wanted to say for the announcements. If you have anything that you want to announce, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook or IG, Nubian Queen of the G. Lou Show. That's where I'm at.
Put that out. Jean V. Berkeley. I was thinking today, too, Queen. Thank you for the announcement. Sounded so good.
You're welcome.
I think that's another reason why I'm, you know, I'm a sucker for any family act. Keep it in, like, the family. But just to see, you know, our featured artist tonight, to me, they really embodied that, and just how, you know, we were kidding around just a few minutes ago, but just the way that they embodied a lot of things that were going on, especially what happened with Michael. Strong parents, both of them, you know. And I think that's what a lot of the world is missing these days, you know, is that real strong family.
Oh, that structure.
You know, but... Yeah.
That I'm
yeah,
gonna
I mean,
whoop your ass. You're not gonna talk to me any kind of way structure.
Stay
that,
out of my
that's
head.
What's being missed.
Stay out of my head.
Absolutely. And when you have a large family like that, because I come from a large family like that, it's not an easy thing. And you know. So yeah, I can relate to that on different levels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but yeah, the structure is gone in families now. The foundation is not cemented. It's just, it is what it is. So, you know, these children are telling you, this is the generation. So, okay. You sit back and watch TV. So, yeah, but shout out to Miss Jackson for holding it down, even in secrets. She still held the house down.
Yeah.
Secrets and all.
Yeah.
Don't come for me. Mr. Lionel Cochran.
We got to get his request, though, too. But let's get it to Pleasure Principal, Lil Marcy, running around the house in the mirrors. Okay, let's go, y'all.
swimming round in my soul out of control.
Jermaine, I don't have nothing else bad to say about you. The lawyer that came up here in the courtroom, so you know I'm going to leave that alone. Leave that alone a little bit. Now, Stevie on the harmonica. Jermaine did hook up with Stevie for a lot of his work on his first two albums.
Mm.
It sounds so beautiful. Don't you agree?
It sure
we got
did.
Another one coming up.
I did not know that was Stevie.
Two. Yeah.
Okay. That's real dope. But yeah, Jermaine Jackson, he had a nice vibe too with his music.
While I was listening to that, it was kind of almost like I feel like Michael was maybe trying to copy Jermaine's singing style.
They all probably just had... It probably wasn't even a thing of copying it. It was just that they were in the band. They were the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
They worked together. So it's just in them. You know what I'm saying? They probably don't even do it intentionally. I'm just saying. It just happens. You know, I wouldn't think that they copying each other. It's what they learned. It was their, you know, that's what they learned together. Because I saw
Tim
earlier
in
the show that they all... Yes, I would say all of them have a little bit of something from each other in their music. You can tell that, you know, that they're family. I don't know about LaToya, though, but...
You know, the other girl, Rebe, you know, she got in there on a little tangent of a string now. We let her slide on in there.
I like Rebe's music. Rebe has some she has some nice songs. But,
yeah.
You know, as we all know that Michael and Janik was like the core. They the ones who kept it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, they have a nephew out there who's into acting, so the name it still lives on. It's still out there.
Just a problem. Mhm. Well, I don't got too much more. We was leading it up to her, but we gonna get into some Centipede, okay? Yeah, she really sounds like me. And then they all got together. 2300 Jackson Street. Let's go, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Fridays.
standing strong. And still today, we're one big family.
2300 Jackson Street. Always home. 2300 Jackson Street. Always home.
Ooh, harmony, together we'll join hands and sing of love across the
And we are back. That was 2300 Jackson Street by the Jacksons. And it is time, y'all. Get in here for a few seconds. We're going to get into a couple of things on Mercy's Minute for today, Friday, October the 20th, 2023. So first up, I'm going to get the bull crap out of the way. I don't remember when I exactly brought this to the table, but yes, I'm still going to talk about none other than Rashawn Casey for a few seconds, better known as DJ Envy. So a lot of things came out this week regarding a criminal complaint that was brought against DJ Envy's real estate partner, Senior Pena. Out of the things that have come out, some rumors have been dispelled, such as maybe they didn't run up an iHeartRadio, or maybe DJ Envy's wife, Casey, didn't scrub her social media of all the expensive gifts that she's received over the years. But I'll tell you something that is very much well and true. The United States District Court, District of New Jersey, they have released a 6-page affidavit criminal complaint. So these things are happening with signatures included. Again, we're not just here to bring anybody down, but the victims of these types of scams and crimes, they deserve justice. I saw a video of one father whose son had tragically died in a car accident who was somehow involved in this real estate scam. He had pretty much gave these men all of his life savings with the promise of return on a property in New Jersey. It's over 5 listed in the complaint with the details included. Sometimes we just have to read, people. When you want to know something, you always want to go out there and just try to get the best detailed information that you can. But again, when it comes to victimization of hardworking people, the elderly, single moms, single dads, anyone, you would want to see justice for your family as well. So again, the paperwork is out there. You can pull it up yourself and you can read the criminal complaint. I'm going to keep a very close eye on this because I do want to see how it's going to turn out. Okay? Alrighty. Moving right along. So now I'm going to just go into this for the family that we are celebrating tonight. Just some facts about this wonderful family who we know as the Jacksons. The Jackson family is an American family of musicians and entertainers from Gary, Indiana. Many of the children of Joseph, Walter, or Joe, and Catherine Esther Jackson were successful musicians, notably the brothers that formed the Motown boy band, the Jackson Five, later known as the Jacksons. Several of the siblings also had successful solo careers. Joe worked as their manager. The Jackson family, both as a musical group and as solo artists, have achieved success in the field of popular music from the late 1960s and onward. They are sometimes called the first family of soul, a title first bestowed on the Five Stair Steps, if you all know that name, the Imperial family of pop, or the Royal family of pop, especially following the success of Michael and Janet Jackson, the former of whom is frequently dubbed the King of Pop. The Jackson Five originally consisted of Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael. In 1975, Randy replaced Jermaine. Michael and Janet are regarded as the most popular members of the family, as both of them have had highly distinguished solo careers and are often hailed as two of the most influential pop and R&B artists in history. All 9 of the Jackson siblings have gold records to their credits, with LaToya holding the distinction of being the first Jackson sister to obtain one, awarded by the Syndicate National Day Edition, Reggae Night, which she co-wrote for Jimmy Cliff. Janet is the first black female to receive the Billboard Icon Award. The Jacksons are one of the most influential families in music history. In 1997, the Jackson 5 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Michael was also inducted as a solo artist in 2001, making him one of the few who have been inducted twice. Joining her brothers, Janet was inducted in 2019. Michael, Janet, and the Jacksons were awarded stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1984, 1990, 1980, respectively in 2009. A television series entitled The Jacksons, A Family Dynasty premiered on A&E, documenting the Jackson brothers dealing with the sudden loss of Michael and preparing for a Jackson 5 reunion tour. So, many shouts and thank you. Yes, I feel like we should thank this family for providing us with this wonderful music, entertainment, and just good feels all the way around. Rest in peace to Michael. And also, for those who don't know, there was another Jackson family child. His name was Brandon. He was born in between Marlon and Michael, but sadly, he passed away in 1957. Once again, we're celebrating none other than the Jackson family here tonight on Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Queen, G-Lu, back to y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that, Queen Cousin. Regarding the Jacksons, you know, the Jacksons, I like excuse me, ooh, the Jacksons, the Jackson 5s, but yeah, I like mm-hmm. saying the Jacksons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Definitely.
History,
you
but yeah.
Yeah,
well,
there's a lot more going on. I know, right?
I had
Did you
seen
hear
that
like,
about DJ.
The disarray in my house? like,
no, I had heard about because I watch The Breakfast Club now, so I never knew that it was off the chain like that. Yeah, The Breakfast Club. I said, let me watch some because I usually watch Kelly Ripa and her husband. So I stumbled across The Breakfast Club. Yeah, it was a lot of
yeah,
a lot going on.
Something going on over there. It's a lot going on, and I did talk about that. I don't remember where we were, which show we were on, but when it first started happening, and it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that I felt 2023 was really just gonna bring out a lot of stuff. I remember seeing those ads. I remember seeing those Instagram videos, you know, in the past, what it's been on since 2017. He's been running around with this cat. So, you know, to each his own, but don't be scamming people. I despise that. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slick stuff. All that slick stuff.
All that slick shit.
Everybody
want to be going to say the real.
Right.
All that slick shit. Like Larry Cochran. No, I'm just playing Larry. You know we love you, Larry. Now, come on now, brother. All right, Queen. Well, we getting on to the end of things. Let's see what we got next. Oh, don't go. Tito and Marlon. Okay. That was kind of jamming. You remember that one?
It was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mick Jagger and the Jacksons. Just trendsetters, you know. This is one of the Rolling Stones, and he got together with the Jacks. That's just cool to me. You know, that's a time when people were just running around. They can get on the track with people, and it was just a thing to do. I like that unity in music, kind of where it's like, no, we're not separate. We're all going to do this together. And they was making shmoney.
Yeah, it was just totally different. The whole music industry was just so different back in the day.
Yeah.
But that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, so stay here with us, y'all. Don't forget, call a number, 914-803-4001. Queen, let's give them some Don't Go, and then we'll get into State of Shock while we're celebrating none other than the Jackson family.
Jackson.
Let's go, y'all. So smooth. This one's smooth.
I hear that. Oh, yeah.
Don't go nowhere, baby. You got me in a state of shock.
You
look
got
at that.
In.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
How many people can say that they still have a circle of people like that that can say, just call my name, I'll be there? Or in a relationship and you would tell your man or your girl, I'll be there, just call my name. That was the song back then.
Well, you know, I got this cousin, like, she's there, man. No, I'm just playing. I feel you, Queen.
Well,
that's the truth. That is, you know.
But yeah, that's classic right there. I'll be there and never can say goodbye. Those are two classics by the Jackson 5. Two of my favorites anyway. So we thank everybody for tuning in. What is thank you, G. Lou, for doing what you do, the amazing job you do. We thank you so much. And for our caller, our family, thank you for calling in. I love the skit. That wasn't part of the show, but it turned out just great to be a skit. So wasn't planned. It was just something that they did. So
Larry Cochran.
Lionel. He was Lionel.
Lionel
Cochran. Yeah, so... But we want to just tell everybody thank you. This is the weekend coming up. I don't know what the weather's like in your world, but in my world, it's supposed to be a little frosty tomorrow. So if it's that way, you all's land, just buckle up and clothing and be safe out in the streets. And just be safe out in these streets. I just want to leave you guys with this for the weekend. Sometimes all we can do is wait. And that may not be easy, but I promise you it's worth it. God will always take care of you, always. God always steps in. You have to have patience in your faith, but you have to wait and pray. So prayer is very powerful. That speaks from experience. And like our producer always says, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. So stay prayed up. Cousin Marcy, I'm turning it over to you. Peace, love, and light. Okay.
Okay. You said the best things ever. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G. Lou. We appreciate you, fam, and the listeners out there, our caller, of course. I'm going to just leave you all with this because I cannot get no better than what she just said. But the name game, really quick. Maureen, Rillette, Rebe, Jackson, Sigmund, Esco, Jackie Jackson, Toriano, Adaro, Tito Jackson, Jermaine, LaJuan Jackson, Latoya, Yvonne Jackson, Marlon, David Jackson, Brandon, David Jackson, Michael, Joseph Jackson, Stephen, Randall, Randy Jackson, Janet, Demita, Joe Jackson. We love y'all. And that's all.
Yes.
Marcy.
Thank you guys for the gems. Rest in peace to Joe Jackson and Michael Jackson. So thanks for the gems. We appreciate you all.
That's
Don't forget to head over to the G. Lou Show Friday night interview on our YouTube channel with an amazing upcoming artist from Long Beach, and that would be E-Sack. So go check that out. Like I said, I'm sure you will enjoy that conversation. It was nice hanging out with you again, Cousin Marcy, vibing out with you. So I'm going to say peace, love, and light. Ashe.
You as well,
good night,
Queen.
King G. Lou. Thank you. Peace.